This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. A shadow government in Myanmar said Saturday it is seeking to reverse the February 1st coup and has joined forces with a rebel group to, quote, demolish junta rule. Myanmar has been in turmoil since the military overthrew Aung San Suu Kyi and her government and launched a brutal crackdown on dissent. A group of ousted lawmakers later set up a shadow national unity government seeking to bring anti-coup dissidents together with Myanmar's many ethnic rebel fighters to form a federal army to challenge the junta. On Saturday, the rebel Chin National Front signed an agreement to, quote, demolish the dictatorship and to implement a federal democratic system in Myanmar, the unity government said in a statement. In recent years, its fighters have dwindled, so experts say it's more of a symbolic move, but does align the unity government with well-respected peace negotiators who represent the country's mainly Christian Chin minority. Several of Myanmar's rebel armed groups have condemned the military coup and the use of violence against unarmed civilians. Some are also providing shelter and even training to dissidents who flee into their territories. The Democratic Republic of Congo's government said Saturday the eruption of a second volcano it had announced hours earlier was a false alarm, the scare coming a week after Mount Nyiragongo roared back to life, causing devastation and sparking a mass exodus. The government had said a different volcano had a low-intensity eruption on Saturday morning, sending lava flowing into an uninhabited area. However, the communications ministry then issued another statement saying, false alarm on Nyamiragira. It says a plane confirmed no eruption, just smoke from regular volcanic activity. This is VOA News.